My name's Annie Cohen, and I'm the acting sister on Penguin Wards, which specialises in rheumatology and dermatology. Penguin Ward is a great place to work. It's very varied. We have big multidisciplinary working across the team, so there's a lot of involvement with the medical staff, with the physios, with the OTs, with psychology, social work. It's quite a fast-paced ward when we run the ambulatory service alongside the inpatient beds. It's a busy place to be sometimes, but equally at other times it can be slightly quieter, which will give you a bit more time to sort of spend with the kids. On Penguin Ward especially, we have kids coming in and they're really sick when they walk through the door, and we're in a fortunate position, unlike some other areas in the Trust, where we can then watch those same children walk out 4 weeks later a lot better, and you really feel like you've had an impact. And they're just hilarious. The children are hilarious. They have a completely different take on everything. And, you know, we've got lots of long-term families that we've got good relationships with, and the kids are sort of part and parcel of the ward. For me, it's the kids and the team that I work in. That's what makes my day coming into work every single day different. I don't know what's going to happen. The variety and the fact that I work with a really good bunch of people. Why did I get into nursing? I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I'd taken a couple of years out after my A-levels and was doing a variety of things. I've always loved working with children. Originally, I applied for mental health and children's nursing, but decided on the child nursing route. The training process was good. It was 18 months before I got into Great Ormond Street, because we did a lot in the community. And once I did get into Great Ormond Street, I had three or four placements across other areas in the Trust, which were very varied, but all sort of enjoyable in their own different way. I think Great Ormond Street, I think we are quite spoilt in terms of the access we have to the care and the sort of the specialisms available and the information we can get hold of. And I think we are very, very lucky to be able to sort of work with the kids that we work with in a very sort of well-maintained environment. The hospital runs lots of in-house study days, training days for your own sort of individual development, and some of that's mandatory, some of it is a choice thing, but you also get the opportunity to go out to external conferences, and most of the disciplines will have their own conferences. Obviously, often they're run from the hospital, so it's quite easy access as well. The training itself, you know, South Bank, the links with South Bank are very good, and the link lecturers that are coming across constantly to check on the students here, I think, offer a huge support whilst they're on placement. That kind of the training that then goes on throughout their placements, the student support on the wards, I think is very, very good. And I think it's just important for people to know that come to Great Ormond Street, that actually that is part of their job, to make sure these students come through and are fully supported and come out the end of it competent and very capable nurses. I've always found Great Ormond Street to be very supportive, even through my training. I think it's a lovely place to work. I think most of the people you come across have exactly the same outlook, which is that everyone's here for the same purpose, and that's to make things better for the kids. And to do that, you have to have a pretty happy, positive nature. And yeah, definitely, I definitely recommend it.